in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So everybody in the world knew that people from Eretz Yisrael, from the Holy Land, were wise people, and especially people from Yerushalayim. When they're in a holy place, a special place that Hashem gave to us, just being in that the era of Eretz Yisrael made people wise, and especially in Yerushalayim, the holiest city. So whenever someone from Yerushalayim would travel somewhere else, they would like to, you know, learn from them a little bit, see me, ask them questions, and, you know, have fun learning from them different things. So one time, there was a man from Yerushalayim. He traveled to a faraway city outside of Eretz Yisrael to do business. And while he was in a faraway city, this other city was mostly not Jewish, but he went to a Jewish man's house there. He rented a place by him, and he did a lot of business for a few years, and then he was getting ready to go back. He made a lot of money. Now he wanted to go back home. Before he went back home, he was just about planning to start going back, and he got very sick. He got sick and worse, and he realized that he was about to die. So he called the owner of the house that he rented from and said, "Listen, I feel like I'm about to go up to heaven, to Shemayim. So please send a letter to my son who lives there that your father passed away and come take all his money. I trust you. You'll be honest with him, give it to him. But once you send the letter and my son comes, you don't have a picture. I don't have a picture of him to show you. There are no photos then. So how are you going to know it's him? Maybe someone else will come and pretend to be him just to take the money if they know that he passed away. So my son's going to come. He's a very wise person. He has to do three things of wisdom to show that he's wise. Only after he does three things that shows that he's a wise person, you can know that it's him." So the owner said, "Okay, I'll do it. I'll do what you say." And this man passed away and left a whole fortune, a whole bunch of money by this other Jewish person. He sent a letter to Yerushalayim, come visit me. I said his name in the city. I have the money for you. He didn't say his address. So the son traveled to that city. And for whatever reason, either in that city in general, they didn't want to tell things to strangers, or it could be he told people not to say somehow. When he came and started asking, "Where does this person live?" And nobody would tell him. He's a stranger in town. Nobody's telling him the address, how to get there. No one's telling him. So he's in a big city now, and he has to go to this guy's house, but how does he find the house? Go walk through days and days, trying to maybe find him. So all of a sudden, this young man, the son, saw someone walking into the city carrying a big pile of wood. He probably went to the woods from the trees and cut down pieces of wood. People used it then to make fires, to cook food, for a fireplace, for heating. And he said, "Hey, my friend, can I buy your wood?" He said, "Sure. Pay me a good price. Sure, you can buy it. I'll even deliver it." "Okay, here, take the money and give it to this and this person." He said the name of that man who he needed to get to his house. "Sure, no problem." And this guy who lives in the city knew where the person lived and started walking there. So the son started walking behind him, started following him. So the person holding the wood came to that person's house and said, "Hey, take your wood." So the guy looked at the window. "Wood? Did I order wood? You didn't, but he did. Here, this is for you." Put it down and walked away. So the owner of the house said, "Why is a stranger, I don't know who he is, bringing me wood?" So the stranger, the son, turned to him and said, "I am the son of the man from Yerushalayim who died when he was here. So you won't be upset I brought you some wood. I'm sure you could use it. But I found out how to get to your house." So he realized that, this guy is a clever guy. He's smart. He figured out how to get here. Okay. He proved his wisdom once. The father said he needs to do three things of wisdom. "Fine, let me test him." He said, "You know what? Come in. Come in. Let's have a lunch. Let's eat together." He sat down. Sitting on the table were seven people. There was the man of the house, his wife, that's two people. And they had two boys and two girls. So that's altogether six people plus this guest. Now, the servants brought out from the kitchen five chickens, maybe small cooked chickens to eat. And there were seven people. So the owner of the house told this young man, "Can you please split up the food?" So he said, "Oh, no, it's not for me. You're the host. It's your house. You split up whatever you want." He said, "No, I really want you to do it." He wanted to see what's he going to do. There's seven people here and five chickens. So how do you split up five chickens to seven people? So the young man, okay, you told me to do it, fine. He took one chicken and he put it in front of the father and mother, the tati mami. Then he took one more chicken and he gave it to the two girls. Then he took one more chicken and he gave it to the two boys. And there are two chickens left, he took them both for himself. So the father of the house is looking and thinking like, wow, okay, we each get half a chicken and he gets two full chickens. He's thinking there's got to be something here, some kind of like something clever here. But he didn't say anything. Okay, fine. We can have a chicken. He gets two. Okay. Later, by it came supper time, he had a big, big, like some kind of chicken and some big something brought to the table. And again, which is one huge one. And he told the guest, please, can you serve us? And again, he said, no, it's not my house. It's not mine. I shouldn't be the one to do it. Really, you should do it. He said, no, I really want you to serve it. Okay, fine. So he took the knife, started cutting it. And he took the head of the chicken, he gave it to the father. He took out the inside, the stomach, the inside part of the chicken, and he gave it to the mother. Then he took the two legs of the chicken, and he gave one to each son. Then he cut the wings, and he gave one wing to each of the girls. And then the whole big middle part of this huge chicken, he took all for himself. So the father is having Quinn Holmes on back. He's looking, whoa, everyone gets a small piece, and he gets the whole big thing. He said, excuse me. Is that how they divide the food where you come from? You take this whole big piece and give everyone tiny little pieces? And he said, hey, listen, I told you I shouldn't be the one serving. You should. You told me you want me to. So, listen, you can't split up five chickens to seven people. So I made a very simple calculation. You and your wife are sitting together as two people. So I give you one chicken. Now there's three sitting together. Your two sons and a chicken is three. Your two daughters and a chicken is three. I'm all by myself. So I took two chickens to keep me company. I have three. So we're all sitting in threes. So now, by supper now, you gave me one big bird. One big chicken. So the head of the chicken I gave to you, because you're the head of the family. The insides goes to the wife, because, you know, she gave birth to the children. They came from inside of her. So I gave her the inside of the chicken. The legs I gave to your sons, because they're going to grow up and become fathers and have a job and support the family. So the legs, like, hold up the chicken, so they're going to hold up the family. The bird, the wings of the bird, I gave to your daughters, because one day they'll get married, and they'll fly away, like the wings. Now, what's left, a big circle thing, looks kind of like the shape of a boat. I came here in a boat, and I want to go back on a boat with my inheritance. So please give it to me. So the owner of the house saw he was a clever, he did three things of wisdom, and he gave him the whole money, and he went back to Yerushalayim.